It's time for the Baseball Insider, and he is Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com. Andy, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Happy to be back once again.
Well, here we are. Baseball season all over, and it's been over for a while, and we've talked once it ended, too. But let's get the latest on the Red Sox. We have some player news, or you have some player news to share with us.
Yes, we do. Actually, we'll start things off with designated hitter J.D. Martinez. He's going to stay with the Sox for another season. He has decided not to opt out of the final year of his five-year, $110 million contract. This coming season, Martinez will make $19.35 million. Red Sox also picking up the $7 million team option for catcher Christian Vasquez, and the Sox then decline club options on pitchers Martin Perez and Garrett Richards, making them free agents.
All right, so is there other pitching news to share with us?
Yeah, reportedly the Sox have made a multi-year deal to free agent pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez. The team has already extended Rodriguez a qualifying offer, which will be worth $18.4 million for next season. Rodriguez has until 5 o'clock on November the 17th to accept or decline the qualifying offer. Last year, Rodriguez was 13-8 with a 4.74 ERA. The Angels and Tigers also showing interest in Rodriguez, so stay tuned.
What about Schwarber? I remember, I think we had some discussions at the end of the year that signing him would be great, but yet on the other hand, it does complicate things. So where are we on that?
Well, it certainly will make things complicated with the J.D. Martinez not opting out of his deal, but Chaim Bloom says the Sox are going to attempt to re-sign Schwarber. They said they feel Schwarber fits us, and after he joined the team after 41 regular season games and his run to the ALCS this past season, Schwarber hit 7 home runs and hit .291 after coming to the Red Sox. So I'd like to see Schwarber back. They did make it work last season. You know, you just have to do some more moving around, be a little more flexible, but I think he was obviously a big add to the lineup and would be going forward.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Andy, what other team news do you have with us to share?
Well, some news has leaked that the Red Sox are interested in free agent left-handed pitcher Steven Matz. Maybe this is a backup plan if Eduardo Rodriguez goes elsewhere. With the Blue Jays this past season, Matz was 14-6 with a 3.82 ERA, so his number's somewhat similar to Rodriguez. We'll have to see how that all plays out. And the Red Sox also, in a small move, they claimed outfielder Tim LoCastro off waivers from the Yankees and added him to the 40-man roster.
Other news, Andy, postseason news and so on?
Well, kind of a surprising when it comes to the award season, which we're getting into now. Manager Alex Rodriguez not named as a finalist for the American League Manager of the Year. Assistant General Manager Raquel Ferreira declined to interview for the Mets GM position. And Red Sox officials were in attendance with 18 other teams for free agent pitcher Justin Verlander's workout as he attempts to come back from Tommy John surgery. Obviously, Verlander is a free agent. He finished up last season with the Astros before having the surgery. He threw 25 pitches in this workout. He was clocked between 94 and 97 miles per hour.
Andy, I got to give Ferreira credit for not going for that GM job with the Mets. But, I mean, normally I'd say go for it. I mean, it'd be a great opportunity. But it just seems like things seem to be really messed up in it with the Mets. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot of turmoil going on in that front office and the organization as a whole. So you're right there. Probably not a bad move kind of declining that interview, and something I'm sure will come down the pike for her in the future. But the Mets job, probably not the one to go for at this point.
Yeah, when a firefighter rushes into the building, most of the times it's really great results, but sometimes something awful happens. I think, oh, man.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's more or less the situation with the Mets.
That's what it sounds like. All right. And finally, one more Jerry Remy story, right?
Yeah, there's a move to rename Jersey Street outside of Fenway Park in memory of Remy. An online petition to rename this as Jerry Remy Way has already gathered several thousand signatures. We'll have to see how that all plays out, but that would be a nice honor for Remy, so we'll see what happens.
You always share with us, Andy, the Nesson Classic update as to what will be happening today. So what is happening today at 3?
Well, this week, Nesson Classics are featuring best pitching performances on Nesson Plus today. First pitch, 3 o'clock, a game for September the 20th of 2017. Chris Sale strikes out 13 Orioles to reach the 300 strikeout mark for the season. In this game, Sale tossed 8 shutout innings. The Red Sox blanked the Orioles 9-0 at Camden Yards.
All right, now we move to the Major League Baseball stories from, you know, just away from the Red Sox, but all the top Major League Baseball stories the last few days from the league, and also the latest food notes. Andy, did you get your taco?
I told you I was going to get it, Bill, last Thursday, to get my free Doritos Locos taco at Taco Bell for Ozzie Albies of the Braves stealing a base in the World Series. So I sent him a thank you note, and I enjoyed my Locos taco.
All right. Do they come in different flavors, Andy, or is it all one flavor?
No, the Doritos Locos taco, it's just a one-shot flavor deal. So, you know, you have your basic ground beef with the vegetables, and it's the taco shell is actually like eating a Dorito. So it does have that Dorito flavor on the outside. So that's the situation with the Doritos Locos taco.
People are listening to this saying, this guy doesn't know what a taco is? Well, okay, fine. But I thought they might have come in, who knows, different flavors. All right. Andy, what else do we have for Major League Baseball other than the taco updates?
Well, the final game of the World Series was the lowest rated Game 6 ever, just 11.9 million people watching. And another side note for the Braves, they did not get over the 500 mark until August the 4th this past season and went on to win the World Series. That is a Major League record.
We do have some awards, though, to share. Gold Gloves have been out, right?
Yeah, like I said, it is award season starting off, and the Gold Gloves have been announced. Back on Sunday, the first awards of the season, the Gold Gloves, first base, Yuri Gurriel for the Astros in the American League, National League, Paul Goldschmidt, the Cardinals. Second base, the American League, went to Marcus Semien of the Blue Jays. Over the National League, Tommy Edman of the Cardinals. Shortstop, American League, Carlos Correa of the Astros. National League, Brendan Crawford, Giants. Third base, Gold Gloves, American League, Matt Chapman of the A's. National League, Nolan Arenado of the Cardinals. In left field, old friend Andrew Benintendi of the Royals.
What?
National League, Tyler O'Neill of the Cardinals. Center fielder Michael A. Taylor of the Royals took the center field Gold Glove. In the National League, Harrison Bader of the Cardinals. In right field, a couple players that changed teams this year. Joey Gallo in the American League, he played for the Rangers and the Yankees. Over in the National League, it went to Adam Duvall, who played for the Marlins and the Braves. At catcher, Sean Murphy of the A's gets a Gold Glove in the American League. National League, Jacob Stallings of the Pirates. And on the mound, American League Gold Glove winner, Dallas Keuchel of the White Sox. National League, Max Fried of the Braves. And if you're wondering, I mentioned a lot of Cardinals in this Gold Glove Award announcement. The Cardinals become the first team in history to have five Gold Glove winners in a single season.
I'll go one further, Andy. I mean, you look at the state of Missouri. I mean, they've got, I don't think the state of Missouri has ever had so many Gold Glove winners when you include the Royals.
The Royals, and you got seven all told. So there's a lot of hardware heading to that state, that's for sure.
You got it. All right. Don't try to slap a ground ball through the infield in Missouri. That's for sure. It's going to be difficult.
Not happening. Not happening.
There you go. All right. What else you got, Andy?
Well, the Dodgers have not extended a qualifying offer to their franchise pitcher, three-time Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw. But some notable players to receive the one-year qualifying offers include the Braves' Freddie Freeman, Carlos Correa of the Astros, and the Mets' Noah Syndergaard. And like Eduardo Rodriguez, they have until next week to accept or decline those offers on November the 17th.
Mm-hmm. All right, Andy, close us out. What other Major League news do you have?
Well, the general manager's meeting got underway in California back on Monday. Giants GM Farhan Zaidi was named the 2021 Executive of the Year as the Giants won a franchise record of 107 games this year. And on Tuesday, the Blue Jays' Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and the Phillies' Bryce Harper were announced as winners of the 2021 Hank Aaron Award, which goes to the best offensive player in each league.
And that a collective bargaining thing is obviously still not decided.
Yeah, that hasn't been decided. That's still looming in the background, and that expired December 1st at 11:59 p.m., so another work stoppage could happen on December 2nd. And any latest little rumors I'm hearing saying that the two sides are still very far apart, so could be a line in the sand drawn, and we could be in for a long off season.
Hey, let me just throw one wild one at you here. As far as Red Sox prospects, let's say at the AAA level, somebody that could make the MLB roster next year, maybe. You know, who's the top prospect, or who might we be looking at?
Well, Jaron Duran is still listed as a high prospect, even though he came up this year for the Red Sox for a time. Struggled a bit, but, you know, he should still be in the plans as a potential outfielder in the mix for next season. And first baseman Tristan Casas, he has probably moved into that number one spot as a top prospect for the Red Sox. So keep an eye on him once hopefully spring training gets started when they get an agreement made.
All right, that's right. Spring training just around the corner, Andy.
Yeah, we hope so. But collective bargaining agreement, that will determine when and if that even gets underway.
You got it. All right, there he is, friends, our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.